Happy Friday! It is February 16th, 2018. You're on with Dr. Oh My Coffee, and you are being brainwashed into wealth. Every chance I get, I'm going to be brainwashing you into wealth. That is my new book series that's coming out, and stay tuned for so many different versions of that particular title. The first one is Make Money in Minutes, and I don't want you to miss that opportunity. I've been hashtagging Don't Miss God all year, and I'll probably continue to do so for a very, very long time. So this morning I was thinking and reflecting on intentions. And when you think about intentions, I always talk about the law of intentions is what you're going to need when you're doing or practicing the law of attraction. Because even though you're attracted to something, be intentional about your attraction, and it'll be manifested at a different speed, at a different rate, at a different frequency. And so you'll still get the thing that you need when you utilize the law of attraction, but the law of intention just amplifies it. Well, as I was walking out today to get in the car to get on my way, I'm on a mission right now. So this is a goal that I'm driving in, a goal right now, a personal goal. I don't like to be beat into my office. I like to be the first person in the entire building. And that's a personal goal that I'm driving into right now. So my intention is manifesting itself and is amplified by desire. And so just like intention amplifies attraction, desire amplifies intention. And I don't want people to miss that. And so when I think about the power of desire, you can have a desire to do something, but your intentions aren't there. And then you can kind of miss out. And maybe you will even get a desire fulfilled, but it's unintentional. And what a way to not be fulfilled and have full pleasure in that thing. Or vice versa. You can have the intent to do a thing. My intention was to get up early enough, which I did, to get out early enough, which I didn't, in order to go ahead and go to the store and take care of a couple of things and do a couple of things I needed to do before I left the area. I intended to do that, but my desire was to do other things around the house. So I wasn't able to fulfill the intention that I had because my desire was to do something else, which is to make sure that when I come home, my house didn't look like a mess. To make sure when my kids woke up, they didn't wake up to a messy environment. My desire trumped my intention in that moment. And that can happen to us in our moments. And people can start to respect moments for exactly what they are when they think about the different levels that they're able to go in and out of. So I don't crucify myself and say, well, you intended to go to the store before you left. You need to do a better job at time management. You didn't get to do what you wanted to do because you had to clean up. You had to straighten up. You should have did it last night. And then, you know, that's how people start to beat themselves up. I'm not going to do that. I respect the moment. I appreciate the moment. I was excited to welcome Desire. I haven't talked to her in a very long time, actually. So it was good to have a moment with Desire this morning. And she was just there to teach me one thing. Yes, carry out your intentions. And you still could carry out your intentions. But there may be, you may miss your goal if you carry out your intention in this moment. And therefore, you need to go with your desire. My desire was to have a tidy home. And my desire was to beat everybody to the office. So I am going to use that desire. My intention was to go to the store to get some money, some cash money to pay my nanny. But instead of that, I left my debit card so she still got paid. She just didn't get paid in the fashion that I wanted it to be. And sometimes your intention will be one thing, right? But the way it's carried out is another way. So you still are fulfilling your intention, but your desire kicks in and tells you there's a greater power, there's a greater cause. You fulfilling your own goals is a greater intention than the one that you had set before you. And you can begin to be a creator and look at things from a creative process versus looking at things as a way to say, I want to be hard on myself right now. You don't have to do that. Just look at your desires and upgrade them. Sometimes your desires may be very low. They may be coming from your lower solar plexus. And I'm talking about crown chakra desires this morning. And so I really want you to get that in your mind, to start to wash yourself into your desires. Watch yourself in your desires and your intentions. Stay blessed.